The spokesman for the U.S. Embassy, Walter Braunohler, tells VOA that the diplomat, an official working for the U.S. Agency for International Development, died while being treated for his wounds.
At this time, it's too early to tell why, exactly what happened, etc. There's an investigation ongoing, and we're working closely with local authorities.
Braunohler declined to comment on a Sudanese foreign ministry statement, which said the American diplomat was in his car when he was shot 5 times in the hand, shoulder, and stomach. The Sudanese statement said the car was heading toward a suburb west of Khartoum. The driver, a 40-year-old Sudanese national working for the embassy, was killed instantly. American and Sudanese officials say they do not know whether the attack was a random criminal act or had a political motive. U.S.-Sudanese relations have been tense because of the violence in Sudan's Darfur region. Alicia Ruvioy, News, Nairobi.